Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Shane Moss, plus the horse story and farting. It's all coming up next.
Tonight on Bob and Tom Television, it's Bob Kavoyan like you've never seen him before and may never see him again.
He was working in the lab when something blew. Now he's living out his dream come true.
Oh boy, I'm invisible.
He's Invisible Bob. Oh, he's watching women taking off their clothes. And he's grabbing asses, but nobody knows.
Ooh, ah, oh, what the?
He's Invisible Bob.
Bob Kavoyan is Invisible Bob. Tonight's episode, cheerleader tryouts.
Gee, Tiffany, those tryouts sure were hard. I'm all sweaty. Can you do my back?
Sure, Megan. Hey, who opened the shower door? That air is cold.
Oh, what's that?
It looks like that beer and cigarette are floating in midair.
Oh, what's the matter, Tiffany?
I'm not sure. My boobs feel all squeezy and pinchy.
Ooh.
That's Invisible Bob. Right after an all-new America's Funniest Home Accidents.
All right, studio audience. It's time for you to choose tonight's winner. Is it Slippery Stairwell? Or Table Saw? Or will it be Grandpa's Rifle?
Find out tonight on an all-new America's Funniest Home Accidents, right after the Emmy-nominated Invisible Bob, only on Bob and Tom TV.
That's great. Get the funk out. We're dusting off the funk. Speaking of funk, our guest Shane Moss is a funky fellow.
In the best of ways.
Yeah. The very handsome comedian Shane Moss is here with us. We'll talk with Shane in a matter of moments. But first, the Napa Auto Parts Studios are the home to our engineer Ace Cosby.
Hello, friends.
And then we have 6 minute and 20 second Chick McGee here. Well. Yeah, welcome back.
Love you, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One of kind.
Just visiting the smallest room in the house for you.
Yeah, that's
where even the Kaiser goes alone.
There we go. That's right.
That's a great phrase.
It is a great phrase.
We'll have to explain that to our guests. With us in the studio, we have Jessica. Jessica Alsman from our staff. Jessica,
hello.
It's always a great pleasure to see you with your beautiful blue eyes
and
flowing
in today.
Black locks. Yeah, I had the option of lying in bed in misery or coming in here.
You're making us all sick.
Let's get sick.
Yay, I'm going to be out
tomorrow. Here we go.
Look at Chick.
Here we go.
Well, I'm sure it had nothing to do with the triple espresso you just had.
Yeah, that's true.
I was good.
It does make you go, though.
It was really good.
We have comedian Shane Moss has joined us in the studio. And
hello.
Shane, it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
You're an interesting guy. No, I mean that in the best way. You were working in a factory.
I was.
And had a bad attitude about pretty much everything in life. And
a very cynical person.
Chose comedy. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you've got this whole new thing. You're doing this science comedy show.
It's called Stand Up Science. I have two scientists and a second comedian on every show. So I open the show and I do some material. Then I bring up an academic to give like a TED Talk kind of thing. And then a comic and then another academic giving a talk. And then at the end, there's a panel discussion with all of us led by the audience's questions.
Cool.
And now, it's been a hit.
That's a cool idea.
Very cool.
Speaking of science, I think I may be getting this right. I think today may be Neil deGrasse Tyson's birthday, maybe. Is that correct?
Is it? I don't know. I didn't get the list today.
My God. Chick.
Huh? Go. Who is it?
1976.
Yes.
This album was released.
Oh, Frampton Comes Alive.
Frampton Comes Alive.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my high school theme, yeah.
Peter Frampton. People ask me who's the nicest guy of the famous people we've ever met, and it's Peter Frampton is the guy. Just besides being incredibly skilled as a musician. But Frampton Comes Alive. My God, that's hard to believe.
Sir.
1976. What a great record.
I've had that on vinyl, 8-track, cassette, CD.
Digital download
me
now?
Too.
Digital audio.
Okay.
And then, CD.
The last time, I think that was
the download.
Peter Frampton was in here and he said they had released some kind of ultrasonic, whatever it was.
Bonus cut.
QX4 audio thing.
Right.
And he goes, I swear to God, it's the last time I'm doing it. I only got one more kid to get through college.
Right.
But, well, certainly well worth it. Okay, let's see. Bob Mayo on keyboards. The late Bob Mayo. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, no, it's not. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. It's it's Lin-Manuel Miranda's birthday today.
Oh.
Born in 1980. He's currently in Puerto Rico.
Not throwing away my
shot.
And
he's
back.
Can you imagine how cool that would be? He's back on stage in Hamilton.
Raising money for
Puerto
Ricans.
Doing it for a couple of weeks. And the tickets are like $5,000 or $10,000 a piece.
A charity thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great thing. But I would say this. I would say that Lin-Manuel Miranda did for U.S. history what Neil deGrasse Tyson did for space, right? Kind of.
I don't know. I haven't.
Would you say that? That's true. 1493. What happened? Anyone?
Christopher Columbus ate in a restaurant.
Well,
he discovered it as in 1492.
Sure. So for the anniversary, he had a nice dinner.
Opened a restaurant.
Yeah.
I bet a nice Italian restaurant.
So wait a second. 1493.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was 1492.
It was.
Right, but then 1493, he opened Chris's Pancake House. And
that's right. That's why I said the year later.
Yeah, 92, he sailed the ocean blue.
Right.
Got here.
93, he'd been here a year.
I see. So that, and since they go with the 92 because it rhymes better. 1493.
What?
He left the people with VD.
do we?
What?
Well, that's a camera.
Now we're rewriting history again.
Wasn't that true?
I'm sure
he introduced a few things to the Aboriginal.
Right. Including the Italian restaurant, native. Which I was trying to be fun with, and you're syphilis and ethnic cleansing.
Okay.
I don't think that's the same thing. Give me some breadsticks and some pasta. Hey, Shane's here. Hey.
Trivia time.
Okay.
1962, shooting begins on this James Bond film.
Dr. No.
Very good. Who played Dr. No?
Some guy.
Some guy.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
I mean, that's right.
I know, I'm right.
Paul Lind. I expect them to die.
Marlon Brando.
I don't remember who played Dr. No.
Joseph Weissman.
There you go, Joseph Weissman. Very good. I saw him on Broadway. He was a tremendous actor.
Weissman on Broadway? You got to catch that?
Mm-hmm.
One-man show?
Yeah.
Never
wow.
Mind.
That had to be something. What do you
Shane,
think it was?
Shane, do you know what it's like?
I am Weissman.
Shane, you know what it's like to hang around Philistines, don't you? The lesser crowd, you know.
Sure.
Shane, very handsome guy. Don't you think? I mean,
it looks rugged today.
Yeah, you could use a little tweaking today.
Yeah,
like maybe some shampoo and some soap and some clean clothes.
We don't know. He's on the road. Early in the morning. It's fine.
You
remember the sign
so
we put up?
Mean.
One day without a comedian walking off the show. One day.
Okay.
Can we keep it going for 2 days?
Oh,
can
Shane's
we please?
Always been one of my favorite people. I've always loved Shane.
Oh, thank you.
And I understand, just from talking to you briefly off the air, that you have a new girlfriend. I do.
And
I've had her for quite some time.
Yeah.
And by had her, I mean she's not, like, trapped.
No. She's. I haven't kidnapped her. Thanks.
It's not an R. Kelly thing, no.
No, I... I've been seeing her for 3.5 years. And she is the first girlfriend that I haven't written a single joke about.
That means she'll probably stick around.
Yeah, yeah. She always wants to be in my act, but she hasn't made it in there so far. Yeah, she's great. We rock climb together. We've been that's my my New Year's resolution this year. Is just to stop cutting out candy and soda, because last year I tried to overdo it. I was like, we're going to get in shape. And I didn't really know what to do. So we joined CrossFit, which is not like a fun little, I'm going to dip my toes into the world of exercise for the first time in 37 years.
Throw around truck tires and.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound that, make it sound that the CrossFitters are dim, but tires are meant to roll us, not the other way around.
Yeah. I'm with you here. Yeah.
And they don't even roll them. They're flipping them. They haven't even figured out circles yet. You know? It's very paleo. People were in much better shape before they figured out rolling. A lot of back problems back then. You've seen the evolutionary charts back when they were flipping, and then they figured out rolling and just straightened right up.
Yeah. Their spines straightened up. Yeah. This is the kind of science we're going to learn.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this. Yeah. This is great that you've got the girlfriend. I'm very excited for
you. Yeah, yeah.
Where do you live now?
Portland, Oregon.
Right.
You'll know if you end up at my CrossFit gym. By the way, if you're a CrossFitter, my name is on the leaderboard for longest fetal position. So I'm pretty excited about that. Part of the problem is I have a bad foot from an old injury I've discussed on the show, and then
you crushed your foot jumping off of a cliff, right?
Yeah, I broke both of my feet. Remember that? Trying to take a shortcut.
Were you high at the time?
No, I was completely sober. That's the worst of it.
Didn't you retire from the world of self-medication?
I did. I don't drink anymore, and it makes things a little. I just don't get into I have less regrets because I don't drink, but then I don't get myself into like weird situations like I used to. Like I once have you had Grant Lyon on here before, the comedian Grant Lyon?
Yes, he has been in. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is he? Okay.
So he texted me back when I was drinking. He mass texted a bunch of us comic friends, and he was like, hey, I have a extra ticket to Medieval Times tonight. My girlfriend is sick. And does anyone want to go? So I texted back immediately. I'm like, of course I want to go. That sounds dumb as hell. You know? And this is the kind of dumb stuff you can do when you're drinking. And we get there, and he has the best seats in the house, front and center, like courtside. I'm like, well, this was your date night tonight. This is how you treat a lady. This is really nice. Something. And I'm trying to just make awkward conversation as the first guy on the horse comes out doing a few tricks. And I just go, I'm like, yeah, horses are amazing. And Grant goes, yeah, they're majestic creatures. It's too bad I have to worship them from afar. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, I'm allergic to horses. And I was like, wait a second, you're allergic to horses? And you brought me to what is essentially an indoor
horse show. and you're in the front row.
And we're in the front row, and he's like, oh, I haven't had my horse allergies kick in since I was a kid. It'll be fine. I'm like, I don't think you realize how many horses we're about to see front row of this Dust Bowl. Oh, no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Sure enough, 20 horses come out. You know, just horsing around.
Right. They do.
Kicking up horse everywhere. And within 5 minutes, Grant's like, these horse allergies. Like, yeah.
His throat starts closing.
Yeah. Like, I knew I came here for some reason. I knew something stupid and awesome like this would happen. I was like, did you bring your inhaler? He's like, oh, no, I left it at home. I didn't think I'd need it. You're only allergic to horses. You didn't bring your inhaler to the horse show? This is amazing. I'm just going to laugh in your face while you die in front of me. Finally, he had to go out and get some fresh air, and he wasn't coming back. So a few minutes later, Because I was waiting for my drink, because the wait staff there, I was like, where's my waiter? And then I look, and out in the arena, he's out there like holding a flag. It's a poorly staffed event. in between taking your order, they have to run out there and be a part of the show.
Wow.
And I get my drink. I'm like, I better go and check on him. And he's just like hunched over in a chair on his phone. He's like, I got to get to urgent care. I'm like, yes. Let's get you to urgent care. One at adventure. You know, this night keeps getting better. He's like, no, I'll take an Uber.
Oh, my God.
You can stay and watch the rest of the show. I'm like, I don't give a damn about this dumb show. I want to go to urgent care with you and watch you explain to smart people what you did this evening. And we go into this urgent care that's in this really rough neighborhood, and we walk in, and it's just like an apocalypse in there. It's the saddest scene I've ever seen. Just a bunch of poor people and never had a shot in life, all dying over one another. And I got to step over all their corpses to get up to the receptionist to be like, yes, excuse me, my dumb white yuppie idiot friend is allergic to horses and, wait for it, took me to a horse show for some reason. So if you could ignore this travesty happening behind us, shoot him full of horse meds or whatever quick, we'll be on our way.
A great story. Awesome stuff. We have a special request here.
Okay.
Coming up in just a few minutes, involving Christy's admission that there was a flatulence issue that she was responsible for. But we'll get that coming
Everyone
up.
Everyone in this room has farted in this room. Everyone.
I have not during a show. I can, and I would probably be the first culprit, but I haven't during
I
a show.
I just don't believe you.
I get that you don't believe me, but it is true.
Okay, well, let's move forward here. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What else is happening?
Well, I teased this. The nation's craft beer taps are being squeezed by the government shutdown. The part.
All right.
He blamed you.
He blamed me. Thanks a lot.
The partial shutdown has put new releases on hold, prevented new breweries from opening, and stopped shipments of some beer from across state lines. The federal agency that regulates alcohol production and distribution is closed, and that means government employees cannot issue the permits needed for beer to flow.
Well, then how are we going to get a truckload of Coors from one part of the country to another?
We're going to have to call the bandit.
Thank you. I couldn't remember the exact geography of the film.
I know they have to go eastbound and down.
Yes,
I know that.
That's true, yeah.
That's all I remember. Big Enos and Little Enos.
And the all makers of Old Bay Seasoning are suing New Bay for trademark infringement.
Is that way? Yeah. What? There's a New Bay?
What did the people at New Bay think was going to happen?
Oh. B-A-E.
Old Bay is B-A-Y?
Yes. Like
An old bay.
Massachusetts Bay. Yeah. Like a
but this
bay.
Is New Bay as in like better but or is, before anyone
is
else.
Is it B-A-E? What's her face?
No, it's your girlfriend. Bay. That's my bay.
A isn't bay that, or a yeah.
boo? No, isn't that, what's her name?
Beyonce.
She's
B.
Queen B.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
She's Jay-Z's bay.
Which okay. is short for
baby.
Before anyone else.
New Bay is actually a seasoning as well, according to the Daily Record.
BAE stands for before anyone else?
That's what I've heard, yes.
What is boo?
I think just a cute little, I don't know that boo stands
for
anything.
Did you ever call anyone your boo?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't had a boyfriend for so long, boo wasn't even happening.
I'm sorry to laugh.
How about foo? Do you ever use foo in there anywhere?
You ever use gentleman suitor?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm a pretty lady. I have a gentleman call.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.